on Shabbos. I have important cotton, Shavuot, Tath, Chesim, and Hila of Shavuot. I'm grateful to the Baruch Shalom to be back here with the Chevra. He did not see Ahuvi, Harav, Ben Yamin, of his own time. And all the Bnei Aliyah, Mavakshi Hashem, if I bring a little bit together, all those who helped, the Baba Nagina, Mamish, beautiful, beautiful, thank you, who helped to put it together. This is one of those nights that I think back on during the year with a certain nesikus, and I appreciate you having me here. I'm not a person that likes to travel so much, and the thought of going from the five towns to Lakewood is hard for me. But once I'm here, I'm so glad that I came. I don't know if you're going to feel that way, but I'm glad that I came. So, I don't know each one of you. I know a few of them, but I feel comfortable enough to share with you a secret. I want to talk to you about something that's a secret. Even though generally there's a cloud among Jews that a secret is something you tell one person at a time, not a whole world. But this is a secret that we could talk about amongst ourselves. There are two parts to the secret. We'll get to the second part in a few minutes. It's called Soid HaYibur. Soid HaYibur. I didn't give it that name. It's a pasuk in Yechezkel. The Gemara Ksuvos and Dafkuf Yudbeis. The Soid Ami Lo Yiyu. The Soid HaYibur, the mystery, the secret of an Ibriyur that we're in now. An Ibriyur, Shoivim Tat, Purim Cotton, to Gevaldige Yisrotzen, we're in right now. Don't have for years to have such a crossroads of Kedusha. And Chazal called it Soid HaYibur. It's a Pasuk in Yechezkel, B'Soid Ami Lo Yiyu. The Soid Ami Lo Yiyu, and the Gemara says over there, that there's a shruah that we were sworn not to reveal this secret to the Umas Olam, to the nations of the world. Soid HaYibur. These are sugyas in the Gemara, very deep sugyas. Chlal, the soid of this whole strange month of Adar Rishon, what is it exactly? Megillah Daf Vav, Tosfos and Rosh Hashanah Daf Yutes, Rambam and Kiddush HaChodesh. The Soid HaYibur, it's hard to understand what exactly is meant by the Soid, what is the secret. The Pashtus in Rambam is that the secret is the Cheshbon, the calculations of how we have an Ibriyur, which everybody knows that over the years, there's a rift between how we count time by the Shemesh, by the Chama, by the Sun, by the Levana, by the two calendars, approximately 11 days, and some change. It has to be re-coordinated, recalibrated, so that Pesach will come out Chodesh Aviv. The Rambam learns that the Inyan of Ibur is a din in Kiddush HaChodesh. The Ramban says it's a different, separate mitzvah. What's the site? The Rambam tells us himself exactly the calculations in Hilchos Kiddush HaChodesh. So if it's a soid, then the Rambam is Hoylech HaMagad of the soid. So the Rambam is giving away secrets. And we were sworn to keep this a secret. The soid Ami Layiyu. So it must be that that's not the soid. It's something else. There's a Hafladik Maimer called Maimer HaLavana from Rabbi Yosef Engel, Zechasad of Kosh Levracha. If you have a chance, I mean, you need a couple of days. The Maimar HaLavana from Yosef Engel. The Svarim tell us the Iker in the Tshuva and the Shlach Kodesh. The Iker in the Tshuva at this time of an Ibiyur is that there's a Yichud between the Shemesh and the Ereach and the Levana, between the sun and the moon. There's a Yichud. Over time, they grew apart. And the Ibiyur is that realignment that brings them together. this yichud. What Rav Yosef Egel is talking about there at the Kabbalah, he talks also of Nigla and Anista. It's the Inyan of Teferis and Malchus, those are in the Svarim, know what I'm talking about. I'm not going to go into that, the Kabbalah in Yonah. But that's what Rav Yosef Egel is talking about. Teferis, the sun, Malchus is the moon, Knesset Yisrael, Shehasida, Leschadish Kamaisa. And that this yichud of the sun and the moon is somehow able to bring within us a gewaldige simcha, a gewaldige eserus of tshuva. What we say in Nishmas on Shabbos, ve'einenu mi'irois ka'shemesh v'chayareyem. Rabbi Shalom, help us that our eyes should be able to shine, kashemesh v'chayareach, like the sun and the moon. Now we understand that when it comes to the light of the sun, we understand that the light of the sun is bright, is beautiful, is powerful, it's consistent, it's there all the time. Sometimes there are clouds, but the inyan of the sun, this from tell us, is the bechina of lahagid shvach shel aron shel yeshina lahalas ner tamid. The Baruch Shalom has a certain kind of a Jew in the world. Rav Tzadok calls this the Jew of Rach Limeinu. Rach Limeinu is the world of the tzaddik, Yosef HaTzaddik, Binyamin HaTzaddik. It's the world of the tzaddik. There's a certain type of a Jew, like Aaron the Kohen, is lahagid shvach shel Aaron shel yeshina. You know, sometimes you have in a family a child that just from the beginning seems to do everything right. Everything is, the midas are beautiful, the grades are terrific, the shirt gets tucked in, the bed is made, midas, the cherets, alam islets. And that's the world of Rach Limeinu. When Yaakov Avinu came, he saw Rachel, and he wanted right away to build a world with Rachel Imenu. Because Yaakov Avinu wanted the tzaddik, the world of the tzaddik. He didn't want complications. He didn't want any detours. He wanted the world of the tzaddik, of that shleimus, of that consistency, of the hagid shvach shel Aaron shel yeshina. And Aaron always did what was right, and therefore he is the one who was able to bring the light of the menorah from the parish of Lahalas Netam. Lahalas netam, and by the Mishkan it says in pasuk Vakimaisis and Mishkan Kimishpata Ashaharesa Bahar Akimishpata. The Yerushalmi in Shabbos says, as you know, that there were krushim and the krushim were labeled, were marked, and that piece of the Mishkan that was labeled to be Betzofim was always Betzofim. And the one that was supposed to be Bedarim was always Bedarim. And that is exactly the world that Yaakov Avinu was looking for when he came to the house of Lavan. Kimishpatai, where everything is, Kiseid, where everything's in the right way. And everything will be gleich and sweet and beautiful and pure. When we bring children to the world, we never ever 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 we never ever dream, we never think that there would be chalila, that those children will be endangered, that those children will be harmed, that those children will not stay on the path that we want them to be on. Rach Limeinu is Yifas Torah V'Yifas Mara, Yosef HaTzadik is Yifas Torah V'Yifas Mara, V'nyom Natzadik, Shaul is Bli Doifi, Tzadik Yisod Olam, Tzadik Yisod Olam. That's what we all hope for, that's what we all daven for. The world of the Shemesh, which in the dream of Yosef HaTzadik is the Inyan of Yaakov and Rachel. It's the Shemesh, which is the sun, and Yosef HaTzadik and the Bracha of Yosef HaTzadik. The sun, the light of the sun, strong, clear, powerful, steady. Tomid Yimloich, Tamid yimloich l'olam v'ayim. Tamid yimloich l'olam v'ayim. Always consistent. But the Baruch Shalom has in his world, and especially at the end of time, we'll see why in a minute we'll begin to learn something a little bit inside. The Baruch Shalom has other Jews, especially as the neshamas are finishing up, coming to the world, and things are winding down to Mashiach. But the Baruch Shalom has other kinds of Jews in the world, in our generation. This Sfarim called neshamas of Tal Yehuda, neshamas of Tikkun, the neshamas of Lehi Imeinu. You know, the Kamar and the Schusselin were the whole Sefer Karamayfer on Megillas Esther. Kesem Oifer on Megillas Esther, the Mordechai Sefer. And there he writes what it means, Mehoidu Vakush. The Jews who live their lives, one day you could be in a place of Hoidu. Hoidu is a lotion of Hoidu, beauty and splendor. And then the next day, he's sitting like in a place that's called Kush. He's sitting in the darkness and the ugliness of the lowest things in the world. There are Jews whose light is inconsistent. There are Jews who like Lei Imenu. The Gemara tells us, Chazal tells us, that the emes is that she was supposed to be with Esav. And the Shadchanim, the Malachim, were saying that this is a Shidduch. The God looked Doylan, HaKotan is looked Tana, and that Yaakov was supposed to marry Rachel Imenu, the world of Tzadik Yisod Oilam. And that Esav, what Gevaldige Koichas, Esav was supposed to marry Lehi Imenu. But Esav became Esav. And the Chazal tells us that Lehi Imenu really was originally, she was very beautiful. But Ve'ena Lehi Rakois, that her eyes somehow were darkened. There are many Perushim, that it means Rakois, but her eyes lost that Ve'enenu Mi'irois, that or, that light of her eyes. And why? Chazal said, because she was crying and crying and crying that she shouldn't end up with Esav HaRosh. And that she was somehow able to force her way into the home of Yaakov Avinu. And then there would be two worlds, the Tzaddik says, the Kohen says, two worlds of the Tzaddik and the Baal Teshuva. The world of Rachel and the world of Leah. Mashiach ben Yosef, Mashiach ben David. And David Malki Mashiach is connected to Levon, it was a Simon by Kiddush HaChodesh. David Melch, Yisrael Chai V'Kayim, that we say by Kiddush Levana. David Melch, Yisrael Chai V'Kayim, the world of Lehi Imenu, of crying. But David Melch himself said about himself, such lashonish things that he said about himself, that David Melch in his own life was on his Madrega. We don't understand David Melch, but on his Madrega, he lived the life of Mehoidu V'Hakush. The children of Rachel Imenu, the Tzaddikim, there are certain Jews that they just live in Haidu. They live in the world of Haidu, of Haid, of beauty and of splendor. There are Jews that are like that. But in our generation, in our times, we feel in the deepest way the pagam of the Levana, the damage, the blemish of the moon, the pain of the Levana of the moon that goes to Aliyas and Yeridas, days of shining, days of darkness, my heart of Hakush. The stories that I hear every day, especially over the past Tkufa, some horrible things happened in Eretz Yisrael, revealed in Eretz Yisrael, but the reverberations are felt everywhere. Women crying, children terrified. There was a maaseh from Rav Pinchas Karus of Sri Lanka. There was one Simchas Torah. You know, Simchas Torah, in shul, there are always going to be a few Jews that don't dance. You know what I'm talking about. Not because they're older, they're not well, Chalila. But there are Jews that they... It's a lo bishvilan. They stand on the side. Rav Noson Breslov says, based upon the Torah of Rabbi Nachman, that you know you have to force this Jew into the dance, and first a little bit his feet start to move, and by the time the night is over, he's the last one that's left dancing. Mam Shanfai. There's some of you here like that too, unless you're all dancers right away. But there are some who are holding back. It's hard for them. For whatever reason it is, it's hard. It's hard to let go. For whatever reason. So there was such a Jew in Karetz, there was Simchas Torah, and the Rebbe of Pinchas Karetz, all the Yidden were dancing crazy, Simchas Torah, and there was a Yid that was standing there, he's not dancing. And the Pinchas Karetz went to him, said to Rabbi Yankel, what's the matter with you? Simchas Torah, why aren't you dancing? And he said, look, Rebbe, what's the tachlis? Really, what's the tachlis? So Rebbe says, what's the tachlis? It's Simchas Torah. He says, yeah, today is Simchas Torah. So today everybody's happy and everybody's dancing and we're holding with the Torah and we're crying, we're proud. It's Givaldic. Listen, Rebbe, I've been through like 50 Simchas Torahs, you know? And I've never, ever been able to sustain a moment of that joy. Usually within 24 hours of Simchas Torah, I'm in a very, very bad place. Mahoy Duvad Kush. So what's the tachlis? Again, the charade, the game, the kumzitz, the zinc and the tanz, labedik, happy. But then Chalila, you find yourself, even during Shavuot Tat, you find yourself Chalila looking at something that Jewish eyes should never see. Forget about that my eyes are black, kush, dark. The things that Jewish eyes never, ever, ever, ever should have seen. Sometimes a person like this Yankel in Karetz, can't dance. He can't bring himself to dance because of the pagan of the Levan, the dark side of the moon. Some of you are here know what that means, the dark side of the moon. We all really know what it means. That's our generation, the dark side of the moon. So the Rebbe of Pinchas Karetz slapped this guy in the face. But in a loving way, you know. But he gave him a good punch. And he said to him, I don't understand. You know that sometimes they come and they take Jews, young men, away, and they ransom them, they take them into jail to collect ransom from the community, or on some crazy charges, whatever it is. But our enemies here, that they take Jews and lock them up in these horrible prisons. And once a week, the Rebbe of Pinchas says that once a week, they let the boys go out of their dungeons, out of their cells, to walk around in the Chatzer HaMelech over there, to walk around a little bit in the courtyard to get a little bit of sunlight, a little bit of air. For a few minutes to walk around. And Rebbe Pinchas Karetz says, you know what happens then? All of the parents, the fathers and the mothers, are all over on the rooftops, trying to catch for a second. That's my boy. The binoculars, whatever, to trying to see for one split second to see my kid in the sunlight, out of his cell, out of the dungeon. So Pinchas Karetz said, you know something? You're right. We spend most of our lives in the dungeon, in the cell, in whatever that prison is that you and I are in this long gallus, on the dark side of the moon. But every now and then there's a moment in the sunlight. There's a moment when we're out of that place and we're in a place that's clear and that's shining. And if every single mother in Karetz and every father in Karetz is risking his and her life on some kind of a tree, hanging on a tree and standing on a roof, just to be able to enjoy seeing their son outside of the cellar, outside of the dungeon, outside of the darkness for 2 or 3 minutes, a month, whatever it is, Achas kam v'kama. By Yehudim ha'yisa'ar v'simcha v'sasin v'yikar. There's nothing that's more dear, that's more yokar, that's more precious and dear to the Baruch Shalom, to our Father, than watching the children of Lehi Imenu, than watching the children of Iksa Divshicha, of Kush, of the Levana, or Pgumim, Mirosh V'ad Regel, with all kinds of things, of being in America, Tavshin Pei Beis, or anywhere in the world, Tavshin Pei Beis. And that the Baruch Shalom is able to have that excitement of watching this Jew. The yoiker, the yakus of watching this Jew breaking out of the prison for a few minutes and remembering who he is, who she is, for a few minutes, being in that place that's when the Levana is shining, when the moonlight is shining. And the person himself, the child of Lehi Imenu, all the children of Lehi Imenu, where the person himself feels the mission says in Sukkah, the union of the pious that was taken every day is Mishahikriv Hayom Leyakir Lamacha. Mishahikriv Hayom Leyakir Lamacha. It's a mission in the fifth parak of Sukkah. Mishahikriv Hayom Leyakir Lamacha. There's that unbelievable excitement and the thrill of that person who was stuck and struggling in the darkest place, and he was able to be makarv himself to the Mizbeach, and even though it's only for a short time, and maybe davka because it's for a short time, we'll see that in the Ishbitz in a minute, is that unbelievable thrill and the excitement of being together a little bit for Fabrangin. A little bit of being out of that darkness. A little bit of hearing Divrei Torah from a real Jew like your Rebbe over here. A little bit of time out of the cell, out of the prison. I am going to go back. Maybe. I don't want to go back, but I might end up back in the jail. I might end up back in that place, and the moon will be dark. But then I'll feel a Pinchas Karach's patch. He said, "Do you have any idea how much Nachas Ruach, one of the children of Leah, the Levana, is trying so hard to experience a moment of clarity, a moment of light, and what that means?" This is the darkest, darkest time. And the Gemara tells us that even the next day, after Purim, and on Avdi Achashverishman, we don't say a halal for different reasons on Purim, but one of the reasons the Gemara tells us is that, look, Lemaisa, it was a gewaldige yontiv, it was Purim, and like Yehudim ha'yisto'ayra, but the next day we were still avodim tachashverish. And Esther Malka had to spend her life living with that Russia, this Yonis. Esther Malka's name, Chazal tell us, is Eloshim Vistar, which means the moon in Persian. Her name means the moon. And the whole Indian of Shushan Purim, Yeshua bin Nun, Davki, from the days of Yeshua bin Nun, the Ayaros Amukafes, Yeshua bin Nun is the Inin of Yericho and the Yereach and the moon, and the Pagam of the Levana. So let's learn a little bit in the Torah vision, but it's for a few minutes. You alright? You still okay? Not long. You heard of the Meir Shiloh, yeah? So the Meir Shiloh had an illustrious son, the Heilige Beis Yankiv. And in Beis Yankiv, we have many svarim from him. Reish Yishmois VeYikra, a lot. Amid the Dvarim, a little, in Yom Tovim, Sefer Zmanin. And Beis Yankiv had a son that was Ga'oin HaGa'oinim. A very, very unusual person, the Balat Chelis, Reb Gershon Henoch Radzina, right? The Balat Chelis, Saiti Shar. So the Balat Chelis, Abgeshen Henoch, wrote a remarkable Hakdama to the Beis Yankiv of his father. It's really, really kedai. If you want to have a taste of what Chassidus is, and the whole Shtalshlus of Chassidus from the beginning, from creation, till the days of the Baal Shem Tov, and then afterwards, to the time of the Chayzim Lublin, and the Tzaddikim, from Shischa, Kotsk, and Ishbitz, and so on. It's very, very kedai to learn this Hagdom. Around 15, 20 years ago, there's some chevra that they wrote. They did over the Hagdama that's printed in the Beis Yankiv in Bereishis. They did it over in a way with the translations of all the Zohar. There's a lot of Zohar. And with an occasional note from one of the Sfarim. It's called Shaar HaEmuna. Shaar HaEmuna. And here Reb Gershon Henochel is talking about the Soid of Emunah, the secret of Emunah. Soid HaEmunah. In the Zohar Kodesh. Soid HaEmunah. So I want to learn with you for 5 minutes a couple of sentences from the Shaar HaEmunah. I don't even know if it's printed anymore. You could certainly get Gracious in the, this is much better, the one that they put out. It's easier to learn. So, the Rebbe begins talking about certain people who seem by no fault of their own, they're suffering, they have difficult lives. There are certain Ashukim, Tachas Hashemesh, people that are oppressed, people that are good, but things took a wrong turn. Gives an example of a kohen that has a pagam. And he can't do the avoid in Beis HaMikdash. His whole life he's making a chalitz, you know. This is the tachlis of his life. And then something shows up, you know. He tested positive. And something shows up, shine. It's possible. It's possible to the avoid. Yeah, even worse than that, you have Nabach Hayid. Something happened that was wrong with his mother and his yichas, and because of that he can't marry in a regular way. There are shukim tachas Hashem. And the sugya that we're in now, unfortunately, is the sugya, ever since the Maisa happened a few weeks ago, that it was opened up, there isn't a day that I'm not on the phone with individuals who are sharing with me something that they never spoke about before, that when they were younger, they were molested, their lives were destroyed. There's something, some noise here, I don't know what it is. It's a phone or something, I'm sorry. The children whose lives were ruined, who were murdered. And they're expected to go on living, and to get married, to learn to marry, and to live happy and normal lives, and to raise children who are happy and normal. But this kid was killed when he was 7 years old. I have my mishpacha, somebody like that. That for 7 years in his sleepaway camp, he was tortured. And the one who tortured him sits mizrach. Nothing ever happened to him. And my nephew lived a tormented life. But Hashem, what he's done with his life is nisei nisei. Unbelievable. But Hashem. So there are shukim tachas Hashemesh. And the Rebbe's talking about, and the Zohar Kodesh is talking about these Jews. Good people. But somehow nifgimu, that they were damaged, they were hurt, they didn't intend to be, they didn't want to be, and they don't know what to do about it. So the Rebbe begins with a Zohar. It's really kedai if you get this from Kuf Mem, to learn Tilkuf Mem Vav, Mem Zayin. I'm just going to read you tiny little snippets from the Zohar Kodesh and some of the words of Rabbi Yeshua Hanukkah. But try to listen, I know it's hard without a cipher. As you all know, that at the beginning of time, the sun and the moon were both great. And something went wrong with the moon, and there was a taina. And the Baruch Shalom said to the moon, L'chimiat yisatzmei. And the moon really only wanted something very, very good. But the moon was diminished. And the moon to this day is in terrible pain, because the moon is only able to get out of the darkness every now and then. But otherwise the moon lives in darkness. Kshalavon and Ifkemez, the Zohar in Vayeshev, Kufpei Alism, and the Zohar Kodesh. Kshalavon and Ifkemez, was called Eilu on the Shom, the Shi Yitzais, Afa Pishakulan Tahoreis, the Kulan Kedoshais. There are the Shomas that somehow emerged, that are rooted in that pagam of the Levana. They're Levana, they're moon Jews. Jews of the moon. Le'yimeinu. They're moon people. The Baruch Shalom made such Jews. What Reb Geshen Hanech is showing us from Chazal, from Gemaras, in different places, is that the Neshamas had a choice before they came to this world, and they said, Reb Baruch Shalom, we're going to do it for you. We're going to do it. We're going to be moon people. I'm going to go into a life of unbearable suffering and darkness. And the Afal Pichem, we're going to somehow squeeze out a creation, a tefillin, a blad gemara. We're going to do it. We're here. Like paratroopers. Sankhanim. We're going to do it. And the Zohar says, Kol eil neshom is yoizes, afa pishakulam taris v'kulam kedoshes, kev ish yozu b'shas ha-pagam. Since these neshomas came out, b'shas ha-pagam, at that horrible time of the pagam halachona, when the moon was darkened and diminished, wherever these neshamas are and whatever time in history they live, which is a huge gathering at the end of time, kulam nishborim v'nivgomim, they're tzibrochim, they're damaged and they're broken. Bahar be'tzar, bahar be'machoivim. This is the Zohar Kodesh translated from the Aramis into Lashon HaKodesh. But Rabbi Geshen Hanukkah brings down. And their lives are filled with all kinds of tzar and machoivim. Ve'elein and neshama shakadosh baruch hu roitzo yisam achesh and nishborim. These are the paratroopers of the Baruch Shalom, the ones who are Baruch Shalom, Hakadosh Baruch Hu wants to come back to him, achash and ishbarim, special neshamas, from Megala Kvayt Shemaim, even in the darkest places and the darkest times, who are able to come back to him, even though despite the fact that they are damaged and broken and darkened, their moon people. And the Baruch Shalom promises that these are his favorite Jews, his biggest Jews. We're not talking about some Baal Tshuva that was never religious. We're talking about regular people who go through ups and downs, aliyahs and yiridahs, like the moon. The moon's not a Baal Tshuva. The moon came from, it was a big miyuchas. But the moon went through a time of darkness, and it goes every month through a time of darkness. And so do we. But Elohim atzirchim l'schadish b'schadshus alavana. The Bayerlin promises that these Jews, the Jews of the moon, they're going to experience the most unbelievable ischachas, not just the mothers and fathers watching from the rooftop, but they're going to be out of that jail forever, and they're going to discover, Geshen Hanukkah explains, Davka, you were one of my moon people. You were one of the children of Leah. You went through the embarrassment, the humiliation of Yehuda, when it happened to Yehuda with David HaMelech, the Maaseh from Bathsheba, and the whole Hashtalshlus of Mashiach ben David. You went through all of those dark days, all those dark days for my sake. You kept going. So Geshen says, "Vayidez Eshiyab." Hashem's Rav Mitoicha Hester as a. And if you're able to get back up, and you're able to be over that Hashem Mitoicha Hester as a. Listen to this, Chaver. Listen to this amazing thing. I have on my phone. I might have shared this with you last year. I don't remember. I have on my phone right now. It's around 37:38. Somebody that dropped out. I have to get back to him. 37:38, Chaver, on my phone. That check in with me every day, who have struggled with a tumor, who have fallen away from the way of Yosef HaTzadik and struggled like that for years and years and years. And many of them have been through all kinds of therapy and rehab, and they're struggling to come back. And I have a relationship with this chevra, but they send me every day on my phone just the number of clean days. So I have one now who's mamish. What he's been through, he's now holding by, I don't know how it's in the car, I think it's 1,436 clean days. He's 24 years old, single. I'm not telling you a mice from a 75-year-old man, you understand? Move on. 23 years old. 1,436 clean. This is a record by my cheshbon, by the soil ha'ibra that I have. This is a chesh, this is a record. And last week he had in the field. The first time in 1,400 plus days. He was going through something very, very difficult. He was very depressed. Nafal. And I knew something was up because it was already later in the day and I didn't see the number, I didn't see his name yet. And I was waiting. Sometimes I give it a day or two. But towards Shkia, he sent me a, what's it called, the emoji of a person crying. The person crying is supposed to be happy, that little person. But he sent the one, there's one of crying. Saying, I know it's already like this. And then he said to me, he wrote to me, Rabbi, I'm just so broken, I fell. So I called him up. I said that Adarab. Does the Sram say that Adarab is a lashon of Adar, the month of Adar? But within a half echu, Adarab. I was just thinking about what I was going to come to talk to you about. And I was learning this Torah. As I said, now you're going to bring to the Baruch Shalom Yehudim Ha'yisar V'simcha V'sasim Yikar. Now you're going to bring to the Baruch Shalom Yachim Yisrael. You're going to bring from a dark place such a gift, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, of starting again. And I said to him, I don't want you to start now with one. I want you to write 1,436 or something like that, and make an asterisk next to it. That's all. That's all. It's not one. It's the hemshech of the life of a gibur, of a courageous and strong Jew. By the Zeshiyav, the Shem Zomitach Hester Hazer, Yikadish V'yar B'Kveit Shemayim. And the Zohar says, because of the Karav Hashem L'Nishbrei Lake. Karav Hashem L'Nishbrei Lake. There's no one that Hashem is closer to than a Jew with a tzibroch in the heart. Of course he can't be after the Hashem Chalim. Not talking about Echav Hashem. That's not what Desire is talking about. Desire is talking about that the moon wanted to be great. And the moon had a taina. And it was a good taina. We're not going to that right now. The moon had a good taina. And l'chim yat yisatzmech. And the Rebbe Rav Geshe Henech is medayik in the lashon of miat yisatzmech. And he brings rice, there's no time. That the Mershon wasn't memayit levana. He says miat yisatzmech. Because the neshama agreed to come into this world and to go through difficulties and to go through darkness. Why? And the Baruch Shalom says to Zohar, he brings Karav Hashem L'Nishbrei Leiv, Le'elah Shasov L'Rim HaLavana, Oysa HaPgam, that there's going to be a special yontiv hischatzis for all of those Jews who suffered together with the moon. Oysa ha-pagam. That pagam. There'll be a special yontiv for all of those children. All of those kids who had to go through that, and all of those who suffered in such terrible ways, whatever it is, and they continued on to try to be Yovde Hashem. And craven Eileh HaTamid, these Jews are close to the moon. They are Jews of Dovna Mal, Dovna Shachai V'Kayim. She has seed of his Chadish Kamaisa. Valkein Lahachyas Leibnit Kayim. Beilu Achayim Aboyim Les Chadish Yelhem Chalkon. Ki Eilu Shesov Lu'ima Yischadshu Ima. The Rebbe says, those who suffer with the moon, all those struggles are going to be having his chachas with the moon. And the Rebbe says, Rav Geshen Henoch, Shinim Pgima de Sahara, the Pgama Levona, or a chisorin betol de Sabriya, it's a chisorin that was built in, that's woven into the fabric of creation, that creation was created in such a way, the world was created in a way of imperfection, with Pgama HaLevona, and there were certain neshamas that were sent here, lichat chila, who agreed to come to this world, and to fight in this world. That Hashem allowed, Hashem created the world with a pagam, blemished, imperfect. The moon represents that, the diminished moon. That there should be a place for avoda sa'adam. And he brings from the Zohar in our parasha Tetzave. The ein avoda sa'kadosh baruch hu elo mitoich avoda sa'chayisha. And he says, Shubham is Benakuda Sahesta Yesh Ur Yaka. And that's the whole story of Purim. It's the whole story of Purim. Rav Geshen Henoch says in his Sefer on Tchelis, he has a few Sfarim on Tchelis. He wrote down the Lashon, he has an Ein Tchelis. Rotsu Sheyavdu Oysoy Mitoich HaSafik. Everybody here knows that Amalek is the Gematria Safik. And the Safik that the Gematria is talking about, that Amalek means, like that Jew that was in Kuris, that was Mesupik, if Hashem Hashbarach cares about him, or Hashem Hashbarach would be interested in his dance, because after all, I was on that website yesterday, and I'm not sure if I'm going to be off that website tomorrow, so what's the tachlis of me dancing today? What's the tachlis today? Rotsu Sheyavdu Eisar Mitoich HaSafik. Rav Geshen Henoch says the deepest of Avodas Hashem is when a person feels this fear inside of himself that he is mesupek. Why is it so hard for us to daven chevra? You know, it's not just because of machshavas zaros. Why do we have machshavas zaros? Why is it that shul is the hardest place to be quiet? You know, I always, you ever see this? There are certain people that everywhere else in the world they're like shy and they're quiet, but when they get to shul they become like, they become so excited and interesting and they have all kinds of things to talk about. Why is that? How did it become a breeding ground for talking, for narishkeit? Because there's so many Jews who are moon people. I'm not saying everyone that does that is a moon person. You just be stamishite or navarian, whatever you want to call it. But there's so many people who are moon people, and they feel that the Baruch Shalom is not interested in their tefillahs. That the Baruch Shalom couldn't. I mean, you'd be very upset if you were standing by mincha. But you'd be standing Shabbos in the morning, you'd be davening with Reb Chaim Kanievsky, and you see that he's talking to somebody the whole davening. Well, you'd feel upset about it. It's not right that Reb Chaim Kanievsky is talking to people. I thought he was a Gadol HaDor. So how can he be sitting and talking to him? Why is he going out for Kiddush Club? Reb Chaim Kanievsky goes to Kiddush Club. Chalila. He goes to Kiddush Club. So then why do we do that? The terrorist is, when it comes to Reb Chaim Kanievsky's davening, the Baruch Shalom has Gevaldige Yakris. That davening is very dear to Hashem. When it comes to somebody like myself, why would the Baruch Hu want to hear from a moon person like me? So today I'm davening right now, I'm shining. A minute, 10 minutes from now, I could be in the lowest place in the world. There was a guy that told me last year, he couldn't daven Yom Kippur because when he was 18 years old, he had the strongest Yom Kippur of his life. He was 18, but he had a strong Yom Kippur. He came back from yeshiva. He was on fire. He had a strong Yom Kippur. And he said that an hour after Kiddush Levana, Motzi Yom Kippur, he did the biggest aver he ever did in his life. So he says, I'm done with Yom Kippur. I can't have Yom Kippur. Because it triggers in me that memory of my failure, of my collapse. But we're learning today from the Zohar Kodesh of Yeshe Hanach, the Soid Ha'ibur, the secret of that Yichud of the Shnei Mo'eres HaGedolim, that once every couple of years there's that realignment. It's a time of Tshuva, it's a time of Simcha, it's a time of Hesaira, it's a time of Kedusha, it's a time when the moon people, the children of Leah, are able to once again be realigned and come to that place of Shnei Mo'eres HaGedolim, when we're in a matzav of when even the moon people really, really are able to see that we also shine like the sun. And there are Shnei Ma'aris HaGedolim. And the Dabar Yishlam has a gewaldige, gewaldige love for those people who go through these struggles and stay with the program and stay with him. So let me now come down to the end. It says in the eighth parak of Daniel. Listen to this. Ve'era b'chazayim. Daniel says, I saw in a vision. Ve'hi b'roisi v'ani b'shushan habira. And Daniel saw himself in this vision in Shushan habira. And then he gives the location of where Shushan habira is. Asher be'elam ha-medina, it's in the state, the Medina of Elam. Elam is a lashon of what? Of ha'alama, of hiddenness, of concealment. Ve'era b'chazayin, and I saw in this vision, v'ani ha'isi al uval ulai. And I saw myself in Shushan habira, asher be'elam ha-medina, and I was standing where? By Uval, which means the river of Ulai. Ulai means the river of maybe. The river of maybe. Because the whole Yontif of Purim is Ad Lo Yoda. Ad Lo Yoda. There are certain Jews that they know everything and their path is clear. But there are other Jews who they spend their lives always feeling, ulai, maybe, maybe, now Kadosh Baruch Hu is happy with me. And there are other days where he feels that, ulai, perhaps, he's not happy with me. And he always hears that voice of Amalek coming to his ear, and that voice is saying, kol zen en eshavali. Amalek instigates that suffix of a Jew being worried, kol zen and eshavali. What's the tachlis of dancing kim sifastar? What's the tachlis of davening in shul? What's the tachlis of shoivim ta? Well, I'm going to go to some tikkun with some tzaddik, and I'm going to work on shoivim, and I'm going to become a yosef at tzaddik. I know myself, I've never been able to reach 1,436. I haven't done such a thing. I can't reach such a milestone. So what's the tachlis? So Be'elam HaMedina lives in a life of halama, of the moon being darkened. Shushan Habira. Shushan Habira is a gematria Chayshech Anan Arafa. Shushan Habira. You still with me, Chevy, okay? Hope so. Let me tell you a story, I'll end. I have a lot more to tell you, but it's late. So I'll tell you a story. This thing you put in cotton, you understand? The Soid HaYibur, the secret of the Yibur, is that return of the light of the moon to be like the light of the sun. That is chaskas that the Jews of the moon have when it comes to Nibiyah. The Soid HaYibur is not about calculations. It's about stopping to make calculations. And to know, even though Ad Lo Yodah ben Arham Lom Baruch Mordechai, even though my whole life is back and forth, sometimes I have a day that's Arahama, and sometimes I have another day that's Baruch Mordechai. Sometimes I'm, like it says by Esther Malkut, that she's Tevelis V'yashevus B'chekel Shem Mordechai. She goes to the mikveh, Yeshevus B'chekel Shem Mordechai. And then she has to go sit by the mushkas and Yeshevus B'chekel Shem HaShveirus. And Esther Malkut lives such a life, Keli, Keli, Hamazatani, in a place of filth, of tumah. And she's Tevelis V'yashevus B'chekel Shem Mordechai. She goes to the mikveh, she runs off to Mordechai. We don't even understand what that means. To Teresa Malka was a moon person. And Purim Cotton is Toiv Leiv Mishta Tomhid, Lahalas Ne Tomhid. I think everybody here knows that Shulchan Aruch begins, Shivis Hashem Nag Dizomid, and Aruch Haim ends with his suffix, but the Ramah brings two days by Mishta Besimcha and Purim Cotton, and ends Toiv Leiv Mishta Tomhid. Mishta Tomhid, Toiv Leiv Mishta Tomhid. And the Chidah, Shulchan Aruch says, that these are Shnei Tmidim Kehil Chasim. The Tmidim Kehil Chasim is Shivis Hashem Nag Dizomid. That's a regular tzaddik, that's a rochli main Jew tzaddik. Lahalas ne tamid, Aaron leishina, the son, and Archaim ends with Purim Kadim. And Purim Kadim is Toiv Leiv Mishta Tamid. Right now, Toiv Leiv Mishta Tamid. So I want to share with you a story that I was thinking about just when we were driving here. And then we'll do a little recap. So, we have in our shul, I have rishus to tell of the story, I've said it a few times in public. And the person has given me rishus to tell it. Otherwise, I would not say it. Even though it took place publicly, but I would respect his wishes. But he dafke is happy that I'm a farsa in this story. We have in our shul, we have an ishkaide shayid. It's hard to describe. He's a sagi nar. He's not able to see. He's been like that his whole life, from the time he was very little. The Saginar. His name is Michael. He's this person that learns a velt with braille. Doesn't miss an Indian. He's a Muridic person. Beautiful children. Muridic person. Michael. And anybody who comes to Ishkadish, you would notice him right away. He's sitting there, touching his siddur. So he comes from a family that was not shemimisses, and must be already 18 years ago, something like that, that his mother passed away. She lives someplace, I don't know if it's so far from here, it's a place called Bradley Beach. You ever hear of it? Bradley Beach is somewhere, I think it's somewhere around here. And there was a Levaya in that over there in Bradley Beach. And I went to Levaya. And Michael got up and he told the following. He said that when he was a kid, he went to public school. He was never ever allowed to go to school by himself. His mother always walked him to school, Stasa. It was traffic, it was dangerous, and he couldn't see. See, even when he was old enough, and all the other kids were bicycles and running and walking to school, his mother always held his hand and walked him to school. And for him, he said this was very, very embarrassing. All he wanted more than anything in life was to be able to be regular and to walk to school, like all the other kids. And he was always asking his mother, he said, "Ma, I know exactly how to go. I counted the steps and I'll stop by the corner and I'll let someone cross me." And she said, "No, Michael, no." She would walk with him every day, holding him. Finally, one day, she gives him his lunchbox and all his stuff and says, "Okay, Michael, today you're going to school by yourself. All by yourself, you're walking to school." And Michael said, "But Levi, this was the happiest moment of my life." Because all he wants to be is like everybody. And she said, "Let's review." And he reviewed how many steps, this block and there's another block. You wait there and there'll always be some nice person who will cross you by the intersection. Everything, they went over the chazan. And exactly, here's a light, here's a street, everything 100%. And she gives him a kiss, and she sends him off, and Michael says he's walking down the street. And he's going like this to school the whole way. He's so happy, so excited. I don't know if someone helps him across the intersection. And he said he gets to the block of the school, and he knew he was there. There was a fence, and that was one of the simonim, and he put his hand by the fence. And he was able to then make his way to turn around to start walking to the, that was the school. And there was some sort of a custodian that worked by the school. Well, now I'm going to have to tell you the last night. You'll see. There was a custodian by the school. And the custodian saw Michael and said, "Well, Michael Levy, look at you." And I was, wow. He was a nice guy. "Look at you, Michael Levy. And Mrs. Levy, how are you doing today? And Michael said that all he heard was his mother's bicycle. Swoosh. She was following on the bicycle all the way. And he said, Ma! She was gone. Since that Levaya, I don't think I go for more than 2 or 3 days without remembering that mice. Because, you know, you and I think that on those dark days, on those moon nights and days of life, we think that we're just walking around blind, not able to see. And we're falling, and we're falling, and we're falling. And we don't know that the Shekhinah HaKadosh is, Mrs. Levy is right there along with us. She was the one that brought us into the world. Shekhinah brought us into the world. And Shekhinah has nachas from each and every one of us. And the day is coming soon that's going to be Or HaLevana Kor HaCham. Kor Shivis Yimei Abreishis. Shivis Yimei Abreishis, that the moon is going to shine forever. That you and I are going to be Zayichet HaFabrang together with Dov Malki Mashiach. The Gula Shem Amitis Mehev Yemen Amen.